Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Randy Sweet, my colleague at MRM. Randy, you came to me the other day and you wanted me to watch this video that was on YouTube. You had seen it while visiting a friend of yours who's starting a church plant in South Jordan, Utah. And it was titled, A Man Fell in a Hole. I wish that we could play the audio for our audience, but we can't. The sound just doesn't come out quite good enough for radio. The music in the background kind of distorts some of the narration. But if you want to watch this, it's A Man Fell in a Hole, and it's found on YouTube.com. Let me go very quickly through some of the actual dialogue in this. Now, one of the reasons why you were excited about this is because it kind of it fits in with our mission here at MRM.
Exactly, Bill. When I saw it, I mean, I thought, wow, this is just a great tool that we can help put into the hands of our listeners to help them better share their faith with their Latter-day Saints. It's a great visual tool that they can describe to a Latter-day Saint or just clue them into searching that video to see it for themselves. But it gives a good illustration that ties directly into Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 and other verses in the Bible.
Well, anyway, this video talks about a man who fell in a hole and he couldn't get out. And of course, as we explained yesterday, the idea of a man being in the bottom of a pit, in the bottom of a hole, is probably one of the most helpless situations an individual can be in. And you know what's interesting is the hole doesn't necessarily have to be that deep before it becomes perilous.
The hole in the video is probably about 12 feet wide, maybe 20 feet high. Yeah. But you know, if you can't get out and you are in desperate shape,
yep.
As you mentioned yesterday, Bill, maybe if you broke your legs, your arms, mm-hmm. you're in deep trouble. You're not going to be able to get out of there, even if the thing's 12 feet deep.
Well, yeah, and I used the illustration yesterday of a person with broken legs, and because I've heard people use this story to illustrate the grace which God provides for salvation, and that, yes, we in our sin are at the bottom of a hole. But because of our sin, we're down there with two broken legs, which makes it impossible for us by our own strength to get out of that hole. If we're going to get out of this situation, it's going to be something outside of ourselves that's going to come to our aid. And the way this video works, it uses various people who come to this man's assistance, but they give him religious instruction that really just does not help. For instance, it says that a traveler passed by, he told the man to meditate to purify his mind, and when he reached nirvana, all suffering would cease. The man did as he was told, but he remained in the hole. It didn't change his situation at all. He may have felt a little better about his situation, but it didn't change the life-threatening situation that he was in. It talks about a person that tells him if he was to do some good works, and in this one, it talks about good deeds to improve his karma. But yet we have religions all over the place that think, well, if you're going to get out of this hole, you're going to have to do good works. You know, you have to climb out of that pit by yourself through your good works. And of course, Mormonism would fit in that illustration perfectly.
Exactly.
But the thing that really affected you when you came and told me about this video was the ending and the fact that there was one more person that appears to this man at the top of the hole. And he asks him if he wants to be free. And what does he do? It says that he lowers himself. The man lowers himself into the pit. And it shows the rope being thrown down or falling down. You see this rope. You don't see him actually go down it. But the narration says he went down. And he took hold of the man. And he dragged him into the light. And that is a good illustration of what we as Christians believe salvation is all about. We are incapable of doing it ourselves, and we need something from outside of us to do it for us.
And the one thing our listening audience will see when they watch the video is that all of the other people that came by the hole, they just gave this is what you need to do, this, et cetera, et cetera. And then they left. Whereas at the end, Jesus comes in and asks him if he wants to be free. And then he stays. He lowers himself into the pit and puts him on his back and pulls him out.
Okay.
It's a great, great illustration.
Now, this concept, as I mentioned yesterday, this idea of climbing out of a pit, climbing out of a hole, is not lost on Mormons. For instance, it was Joseph Smith who also talks about salvation, and he uses this illustration of a ladder. I've used this statement by Joseph Smith many times when talking with Mormons on the street, and I find that, surprisingly, a lot of Mormons are very familiar with this story. It's not like they don't know what I'm talking about. But basically, it's found in the Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 348, and you can also find it in the 2009 Gospel Principles Manual on page 279. So here we have Joseph Smith telling the story, and we find the story in the manual, Gospel Principles. And of course, that is a vetted manual that is supposed to be approved by the First Presidency, so Mormons can take what Joseph Smith said here, and we have to assume that it is truth. Why don't you read what Joseph Smith says, Randy?
He says, "When you climb up a ladder, you must begin at the bottom and ascend step by step until you arrive at the top. And so it is with the principles of the gospel. You must begin with the first and go on until you learn all the principles of exaltation. But it will be a great while after you have passed through the veil before you have learned them. It is not all to be comprehended in this world. It will be a great work to learn our salvation and exaltation even beyond the grave."
Now, let's go back there. When you climb up a ladder, you must begin at the bottom and ascend step by step until you arrive at the top. So it is with the principles of the gospel. You. Did you notice the emphasis? You. You must begin. You must begin. You learn all the principles of exaltation. In other words, there is a huge amount of burden that is placed on the shoulders of the Latter-day Saint if they are going to accomplish this exaltation or godhood that they seek. Because it's only by achieving godhood or exaltation that a Mormon can hope to have all the perks that go with that exaltation or godhood. Which is, of course, what? Being with your family. Being given this ability to have what they call eternal increase, or the ability to procreate throughout eternity. That can only be achieved if you are good enough to get into the celestial kingdom. Anything less than that, and you forfeit all those benefits that come with what Mormons would term true salvation. So you have to climb up this ladder. You must begin at the bottom. You ascend step by step until you arrive at the top. It doesn't sound like this is a similar telling of the story that we saw in the video that you mentioned to me and that we talked about yesterday. But it is still an illustration that I think a lot of Mormons would probably believe, that if you're going to do it, there are going to be works involved. And of course, that begs the question, well, how many works must you do and how often must you do them? And Randy, when you ask that question of Mormons on the streets, what's the answer that you often hear?
They'll say all works. It could be righteous works.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really put a whole grasp on it because they're not even sure.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. They're in a very difficult predicament and situation to trying to, quote unquote, work out their salvation.
They're not going to tell you, well, just some of them. You know, I don't just do some of them. We keep emphasizing this over and over, folks. When you hear Mormons speaking at General Conference and they talk about keeping the commandments, do you really think for a moment that they're only referring to a few of them? Of course not. They're referring to all of them. When they talk about repentance of their sins, do you really think they're only talking about repenting of a few of them? No, they're talking about repenting of all of them. And as we've mentioned many times on this show, repentance is an abandonment of all their sins. And unfortunately, even in repentance, your repentance even is tainted. I love this quote by Charles Spurgeon. He said, "Remember that the man who truly repents is never satisfied with his own repentance. We can no more repent perfectly than we can live perfectly. However pure our tears, there will always be some dirt in them. There will be something to be repented of, even in our best repentance." Spurgeon always has a way of just slugging you in the stomach with this stuff, because really, there's truth in that.
I think we need a few more Spurgeons
that would certainly
on the world with
be
us
great
today.
As far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't have a problem with this. Now, the reason why we're bringing this out is, as Randy has said, part of what we're trying to do here at MRM is to make available, or at least point Christians in the right direction, where they can use tools that will quickly illustrate what we are trying to say to our LDS friends. And sometimes using illustrations like this can certainly help. I love the illustration of the man who is in the hole, who is in a desperate situation and can't get himself out, because certainly that is all of our predicament because of our brokenness, our sin, I should say our innate sinfulness, the fact that we're all sinful. And in light of that, there's another statement that I love by B.B. Warfield, where he says, "The works of a sinful man will, of course, be as sinful as he is, and nothing but condemnation can be built on them." Think about that. The best work that we could possibly do is going to have some element of sinfulness to it, because that's what we are. We are imperfect people incapable of offering a perfect work.
I think it boils down to, if we have anything to do with our salvation, then God doesn't get all the glory.
That's exactly right. As Christians, we always point to the fact that it's because of God, His righteousness, His mercy, that we are saved. And how many times have we said on this show, you cannot have what Mormons refer to as a deserved mercy. It's an impossibility that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Tomorrow, we want to look at this illustration again, and we want to show you some more quotations from Mormon leaders and what they have said about this idea of mankind being in a pit or being in a hole and the need for that individual to get out of the hole. You have heard us say very clearly here that the only way sinful man is going to get out of that predicament illustrated by this hole is if there is some outside source that actually comes and assists him to get him out. Well, tomorrow we're going to look again at what some Mormon leaders have said about this.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast, A Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.